A September 4th headline in the New York Times read, "Stanford scientists cast doubt on advantages of organic meat and produce." The study cited was a meta-analysis of 40 years of research on organic and conventionally produced produce, that is, produce sprayed with pesticides. The study concluded that organic food was no more nutritious than non-organic. The research didn't focus on questions of sustainability or even of flavor, though many people who responded to the article stated these issues were paramount in their decision to pay a premium price to buy organic food. While the Stanford study, conducted by the university's Center for Health Policy, concluded that organic fruits and vegetables on average had no more nutritional value than their conventionally grown counterparts, the research did find that organic produce retained fewer traces of pesticides and meat was less contaminated by antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Bill Dusing, president of the Connecticut chapter of NOFA, the Northeast Organic Farming Association. He's also president of the NOFA Interstate Council, representing New England states Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Vermont, as well as New York and New Jersey. Here he discusses the reasons people farm organically and shop for organic food, as well as the forces opposing an upcoming California referendum that would mandate the labeling of genetically modified foods.
Nutrition isn't the main reason that most people eat organic food. It's not the reason that farmers want to grow organic food. There are a whole lot of other reasons, but it did find clearly that there were fewer pesticides and then also fewer antibiotic-resistant bacteria in organic food. So there's two very good things and one thing that wasn't a whole lot different. And organic is a holistic practice, and we do it because of the way we care for the earth. It's working with nature instead of fighting nature. I don't think there was any reasonable conclusion, but some people obviously took it and ran with it. The industrial food system is very worried about all the interest in local, organic, and sustainable, because the industrial food system is not that. It's not organic, it's very dangerous for the planet, and it's certainly unsustainable. But there is this incredible effort on their part through things like the Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, through the work of the Farm Bureau, through the work of the people who are fighting the labeling of GMOs in California. If you look at that list, you see who's on the other side of this food fight. You know, Monsanto and DuPont and Coca-Cola and General Mills and PepsiCo and, you know, the industrial food system, and there's an ecological food system. And, you know, the industrial food system wants to work against nature and wants to, as much as possible, poo-poo any interest in local or organic. And they keep trumping up these studies and then giving them lots of publicity to try to discourage people from thinking about the food in a way that is healthier for them and healthier for our planet.
You know, the meta-analysis also didn't evaluate any taste differences between organic and conventionally grown food, which must be hard to test for anyway. But a lot of people who commented on the study have indicated they prefer the taste of organic foods.
You know, they're either organic because they don't want to eat pesticides, which was shown on this study to be the case, and they eat organic because it tastes good, because maybe it makes them feel good about the relationship with the farmer and the farm workers who aren't being doused with chemicals in order to produce what is nutritious for us.
Several state legislatures have tried unsuccessfully to require labeling of foods containing GMOs. Now California has put the issue on the ballot in a referendum this November. What does it call for exactly?
As I understand it, it would require foods that contain ingredients that have been produced by genetic engineering to be labeled. And I think unless it's changed, and I doubt if it has, it doesn't say anything about meat, animals, and what they've eaten. Most of the animals in this country eat genetically modified grain. The jury's still out, I think, about whether that's beneficial to the animals or whether it has some effect on us.
So to be certified organic, food can't contain any GMOs, right?
Yes. That's the one way now you can avoid genetically modified organisms is by buying certified organic food.
I read a book recently by Stuart Brand, who produced the Whole Earth Catalogs. It's called Whole Earth Discipline, and he sort of takes on nuclear power and GMOs and a lot of other things that were sort of gospel on the left, where he used to be, and he does his best to debunk them all. And I thought the piece on GMOs was the strongest case he made, that there's a lot of advantages to genetically modified crops, higher production, weed control. How bad do you think GMOs are?
Oh, I think they are awful. I'm not saying that they never could have a place in our food system, but as they are now, they're designed to do one of two things. One is to resist doses of Roundup, massive doses, in order to control the weeds, and that system isn't working. Nature doesn't stand still. If you spray weeds with the same herbicide year after year after year, the weeds become resistant, or the resistant weeds begin to thrive. And so that's what's happened. There's a lot of problems with super weeds where they've used these Roundup-ready crops. It has been said that Roundup is a relatively benign herbicide, and it was better to use it once, which is what they thought might happen, than to use these other more toxic herbicides. What's happening? The Roundup's not working now, so they're developing corn and probably soybeans that are resistant to more toxic herbicides, including 2,4-D, which was part of Agent Orange. In terms of what it does to the soil and the way it ties up minerals, it has encouraged various exotic viruses and diseases to come into the corn crop because of the way it doesn't make the minerals available. It changes the soil ecosystem. So we need to learn to work with nature, and nature works by creating biodiversity.
That was Bill Dusing, president of the Connecticut chapter of the Northeast Organic Farming Association. For more information on organic foods in reaction to the Stanford University study, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.